Now back to more Vikings football action
on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back in Martin Stadium, we get ready to kick off the second half. Both teams are on the field. Vikings lead it 21-14, but as I say, every game, every year, the most important possession of any football game is your opponent's first possession of the third quarter and your first possession of the third quarter. Mark Willis set to kick off. Back deep to receive.
Mark Willis's last kick went into the end zone for a touchback.
And the ball fell off. I was trying to see some numbers back there. It looks like Dominique Wheeler back deep along with number 32. That's Lavelle Larry on the near side. Wheeler at the far side trying to see who the up man is.
There's the whistle.
Mark Willis set to put his foot into the ball, kicking toward that south end zone. High, high kick. And the ball will be taken by Wheeler at the 1. He's across the 5, the 10, hit at the 15, and he fights his way across the 20 up to about the 21, and that's where they'll mark him down at the 21-yard line.
Well, the defense, they're ready to play here. Need to stand up and see if we can't get a quick stop here, put the offense back on the field.
Let's see what our Vikings can do.
Like a
Dustin Tolliver
five-man front
and this Hornet offense. Tolliver starts out just like he did, offsets the fullback to his left. Daniels at the tailback, splits his receivers. He gives it to Daniels coming far side, cuts back inside, spins, gets across the 25 up to the 26.
About a four-yard gain.
Yep.
They're using that fullback. That fullback, I don't know if he ever touched the ball. I don't know. I'd have to check my stats.
Number 33, Emerson Platico, and he has not carried the ball tonight, but he will run over you.
I'm looking on the year-to-date stats, and I really see five carries on the year for 19 yards, but he is a great blocker.
Now two receivers far side, drop straight back, looking to pass, starting to scramble, being chased. We got a hand on him, throws downfield, catch is made. Enough for the first down up to the 35-yard line.
Number 19, that's Ian Cliff on the reception.
8-yard pass play from Tolliver to Cliff. And that'll be a first down out to the Hornet 35-yard line. 11:15 to go here in the third quarter. Just underway. Vikings lead it 21-14.
Good pressure from the defensive line that time on the end positions. Desmond Miller, just great escapability by the quarterback, Dustin Tolliver.
Let's his receivers. Again, offsets that fullback to his left. Gives it to the fullback this time right at the line of scrimmage. And he runs into number 6.
Wow, I thought we stopped him for no gain. They're going to give him a yard gain, Wes.
We've got some scores. 13-0, Camden at the half over Grayson in the fourth quarter. It's ML King 13 and Walton 10, Bill. In the third, it's North Gwinnett 17 and Noonan 10. Buford beat Charlton 41-14.
Wow.
Thomas County Central 35, East Paulding 7 at the half. Ware County 21-0 at the half over Harrison Central.
All right, second down now, Wes, and
clinch
20-7.
Yep. The clinch leads Fellowship Christian 20-7 at the half. Man in motion towards us, that's Garrett Embry. Tolliver under center takes the snap, drops back, play action, throws out. Oh, high pass by Embry. And off his fingertips, but he gets drilled by Kelly Dawsey.
Good, strong throw by the quarterback, Tolliver. Just a little bit high, and your receiver, when he has to go up across the middle like that, that's why he's going to go play in an upper-level college, because he's not afraid to go up over the middle. But he took a shot from that defensive backfield from the Vikings.
From second eight, it's third and eight. Now the Vikings faithful are coming to their feet. Tolliver will send Embry to the far side, bring one man near side, puts a man in the slot. Now Embry comes in motion towards the press box. Drops back, rolls this way, looking, stops, being chased. We've got a hand on it, and he's tackled from behind by T.J. Manning back at the 23-yard line.
T.J. Manning, you saw that chest bump right there as he got that sack, and I mean a long sack. What is that, Wes? 13, 14 yard, maybe 15 yard loss.
5, 10, 11 yard. Yep, 11. It is a 13 yard loss. Now Broadway back to punt, standing about his 10. Again, we've got 5 men on the line of scrimmage. Broadway's punt, high punt. Greg Reed will take it at the 40, and he's hit immediately. Spins away on his feet, gets to the outside. He's at 40, to 45, and brought down about the 48, 49-yard line. Well, I thought they had him tackled back at the 40.
I did, too. Did not call a fair catch, got turned around and got away. And now it's first down and 10. The Vikings almost to midfield at the 48-yard line. So a great defensive stop to start the third quarter for the Vikings.
And we'll take over on our 48-yard line with 9:36 to go here in the third quarter. And, boy, that Mayflower moving company, they hustle out to the line of scrimmage. The ball on the far side. And the crowd chanting, go Vikings, go.
We got official timeout.
And what is it?
Chains, or looks like maybe the chains are kind of hung up. There they go.
There they go. They got them set.
So they got the chains fixed. Now, Kari Franklin under center.
Hargett at fullback. Gerald Dempsey in motion. Gives it to Hargett right up the middle, and he runs into a hornet's nest at the 50-yard line. That's the only way to put it.
It's exactly. He kind of stumbled a little bit just as he got the handoff trying to come through the middle. Picks up about, they're going to give him about a yard. I thought rather closer to two, but.
Yard, you'll give him 2 yards from the 48 up to the 50, so it'll be second 8.5 from there.
C.J. Moore now checks in with the play.
Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial, headed toward that south end zone. C.J. Moore comes near side. They put man coverage on him out here. Derek Perry at the wing back on the far side. Give it to Perry on the counter. Cuts inside across the 50. Fights his way down to about the 46-yard line of the Hornets. And it'll be third and about 6 from there.
Greg Reed and Darius Howell getting the play. Checking out Gerald Demps and the tight end, Jordan Black.
Greg Reed checks in along with Darius Howell. Howell gives a play to Kari Franklin. C.J. Moore goes to the far side. Howell near side. Four-man front for the Hornets. Man in motion. We pitch out to Darius Perry. He's around the 45. The 40 cuts back inside across the 35, and they run him out of bounds at the 33-yard line. Pickup of about 10, giving 12 yards for Darius Perry. As
a first down, Vikings. And Darius Perry around the corner just outran number 2, Abelio Okapu. Okapu had a line on him, just could not catch up to Darius, and he got around the end for the first down.
First and 10, Vikings down to the Hornet 32-yard line. 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Two receivers near side. That's Howell and C.J. Moore. We give it to Hargett up the middle. Oh, boy, Hargett gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. That's Okapu as he leads number 52.
Just missed right there in the middle.
And we lose a yard and a half. It'll be second and a long 11, a short 12. The ball back at the 34-yard line.
Darius and C.J. Moore now check in.
We're keeping both wide receivers in the game. Ethan Barwick up over the ball. We bring him to the near side. Darius Perry at wing back on the far side. Greg Reed wing back on the near side. Hargett at fullback. And we give it to Hargett right up the middle.
Nope.
Yeah, Hargett's got the ball right up the middle, and he gets down to the 30.
No, Corey had the ball around the left side.
And doesn't get down to the 30, only gets back to the 32, and only picks up about, gets just about almost back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe give him a yard. It'll be third and 9. The Hornet defense has really stiffened. We seem to move the ball real well our first three possessions, and we haven't done much since then.
Reverse around to Gerald Dennett. They read that play.
Perfect. And we'll lose all the way back to the 40-yard line. We'll lose about 8 yards on the carry. And they read that reverse perfectly.
That'll put us in a position we'll need to punt the ball away, Wes.
We sure will. That's fourth and about 17, 18 yards. Hayden Martin standing back about our 45-yard line.
Let's see where he puts this ball.
Two punt returners standing about the 10. On the ground, he gets the ball away, and it's tipped, and it'll bounce out of bounds about the 28-yard, 30-yard line. It got tipped. It was a low snap.
Yeah, the ball kind of skipped to him, and Hayden did a good job just to get it up and get it out.
And they'll take over on their 30. With 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. So both teams punt on their first possession.
They'll take over at the 30-yard line.
Tolliver again splits his receivers, offsets the fullback to his left, tied into our side. We're in a five-man front. Goes under center. Gives it to the tailback. Daniels right up the middle, but flags are down.
Yeah, there's somebody on the left side. Their right side of the line, West, move.
Yep, illegal procedure. Back it up. So instead of... And that was prior to the snap, so we don't have an option of turning that down. So it's first and 15. Ball on the far hash mark. Tolliver takes a snap, drops back, throws that in the fast. Catch made by Daniel at the 15. He's up to the 20. Tries to outrun. He does. He gets around Tavares Williams at the 30. He's up to the 35. And they'll run him out of bounds about the 37. Now, it'll be short of the first down by about 3 yards.
Yeah, like the offensive, you're hearing a lot of people hollering. The offensive line was holding. Anytime you got that little screen pass like that, it's close, but officials are right there on it. Second now.
Well, I tell you what, he almost didn't make that catch.
Yep.
And when he did, he showed a lot of speed. Now there's official timeout.
Another equipment problem, this time with Alex Daniel.
Now Tolliver sends Embry and Keegan Hughes to the far side. Brings Taylor Jones near side. High formation. Straight back looks. Throws the ball across the middle. In and out of their hands, the number 29. That's Keegan Hughes. Incomplete pass. It'll be third and two.
The ball comes with a lot of velocity out of the quarterback's hands. We have good... Our defensive backs are in good position there. Just not able to pick that off. It looked like if you could have seen it coming a little bit, might have been able to make a reaction on the ball.
Dustin Tolliver had a visit scheduled for tomorrow to a college. Says, nope, I'm in the playoffs. No visits till after the playoffs. Splits his receivers, I formation, tied in to the far side of the field, and official is, I don't know what's going on here. Now they stop the clock.
They're coming over to the official, head official's coming over to our sideline.
Let's see what they're going to say. Yep, he's coming over to this. It's both bands. They're fixing to stop both bands from playing.
Of course, if you listen, folks, that just entices the crowd here.
So he's going over. They come over and point. And our crowd gets loud. Roswell crowd stands up.
But, Wes, the drums playing doesn't constitute the band playing. If you really want to get in split hairs, it really doesn't. But, in good sportsmanship, you want to do the right thing.
5:44 to go, third quarter. Vikings lead it 21-14. Here's a third and two. Take the snap. Ball's on the ground. Ball's on the ground. Who has it? Who has it?
Vikings have it.
Who has it? Wait a minute. Let's wait and see. Vikings football. Vikings football. Quick snap by Roswell. It was on the ground. Tolliver was not ready for it. And the Vikings have recovered at the 33-yard line.
Wes, one of the things I've seen Roswell do is a lot of those quick snaps. And you're right, Tolliver was not ready for it. And that may be the first break we look for as we get a turnover. The Viking offense now takes the field. Kari Franklin, Greg Reed, along with Darius Perry and Adrian Hargett in the backfield. Out wide, Darius Howell. Tight end to the left.
Kari Franklin takes the snap. We've got a man in motion, and they give it to Greg Reed around the left side, and he runs right into about three Hornets at the 30-yard line. But not before he picks up 3 yards.
So about a 4-yard gain for Greg Reed. That'll bring up second and six, almost seven.
Cook County's increased its lead to 34-13 in the third period over Greater Atlanta Christian.
Wow.
Second and I'm going to say seven from the 30-yard line. 5:10 to go here. Third period, Vikings lead at 21-14. Greg Reed at wingback. Hargett and Perry in the backfield, and it goes to, nope. Pass play out to Greg Reed at the 30, cuts inside to the 25, down inside the 20, and they'll haul him down about the 19-yard line. The first pass play tonight for the Vikings, first completed pass
play. First completed pass. Greg Reed got it a little bit short of the first down and then just made two or three moves, and it's first down Vikings.
Down inside the 19-yard line of the Hornets.
You want to score on every possession. I mean, that's kind of a given. But on a turnover, you really want to turn that into points.
Ball on the near hash mark. Double tight ends now for the Vikings. Takes the snap. Counter play to Greg Reed. Cuts inside. He's at the 5 to 10. Against the grain. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Greg Reed. And I see you, offensive line. Wes, that play right there was made by the offensive line. There was such a hole.
The Mayflower Moving Company, led by Levi Vitas, the dock foreman, just moved him out of the way.
That's it. All right, we're in for the extra point attempt. Hold on. Ooh, unsportsmanlike conduct against Roswell.
That will probably be assessed on the kickoff.
Right. Yeah, we'll go ahead. I don't know what happened, Wes. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. And that's something that is very, that's something that's very rare against a well-coached, well-disciplined Roswell football team. Well, nope, they do.
We decline it.
It won't be assessed on the kickoff. Chip Osborne on to snap that ball back to Christian Glisson. There's a snap. Mark Willis's kick is up. And it's good. And with 4:29 to go here in the third period, it's the Vikings 28. Roswell 14 will take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Have you ever asked yourself, God, I wish it could be easier and less painful to buy a vehicle? Well, if you haven't, obviously you're not from around here or you've been extremely lucky. And I know I'm not the only one because Dodge Valdosta has as well. That's why they created the all-new DodgeValdosta.com. DodgeValdosta.com is a great website. It's user-friendly, it looks good, and the best part about it, it's painless. It's a no-pressure, customer-friendly environment that you can research, find, or service your vehicle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drive away, drive today.
It's your home for the Vikings.
News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Back at Martin Stadium, 4:29 to go, third quarter. Vikings lead at 28-14. Mark Willis set to kick off.
Defense got to make another stand here.
Dominic Wheeler back deep, and that's where the ball's going to. Over that corner, and it'll go out of bounds. There's the flag, and they will get a choice, either re-kick or take it at the 35. Let's see what Coach Tim McFarland will want to do.
Well, it went out of bounds about the 4-yard line. So,
and he says, yep, I want to take it on the 35.
Again, Mark's trying to hit that corner down there, just kind of pushes it out a little bit.
Mr. Joe, did you have another update for us?
So that Viking defense now hits the field again. After a turnover, they turn that into 7 points, and the Vikings lead 28-14.
Dustin Tolliver brings those Hornets to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers far side, one near side. That offset eye formation he likes to run. There's the snap to Dustin to the fullback,
Alex Daniel.
He gets up to the 40-yard line. That's a five-yard run.
Again, Blake Summers, all he can do is turn to his left or right, wrap up, and try and make that tackle because they, again, the offensive line, while they're not absolutely controlling the line, they are just occupying that defensive front.
Second and five.
And they'll take 5 yards on a carry, I'm pretty sure.
Blitz his receivers. Takes Garrett Embry. Sets him off the right tackle's hip. Offset eye to the right side now. Gives it to Daniel around the side. Got blockers out in front. Gets hit at the 40. And whoa, he ran into a horde of Vikings swinging battle axes.
Little Bear just did not budge. Little Bear stood tall and knocked him backwards. And then you're right, the rest of the Vikings are right there for the tackle.
Give him 1 yard. It'll be third and four. And that was one of the best defensive stands our Vikings have made all evening.
Yeah, T-Money also in there. T-Money and Little Bear, when you run into those two, you're not going to go too far.
There comes the Viking faithful to their feet again.
The defense encouraging the fans.
Two receivers near side, one far side. Tolliver under center. Drops back, looks, pump fake, goes way downfield. And the ball up in the air, tipped around, knocked away by Greg Reed. Pass intended for Garrett Embry. And the Roswell Hornets will have to punt.
That'll bring up fourth down. Great coverage by Greg Reed that time.
And that was some of the best pass coverage we've had tonight.
Yeah, Greg was step for step with number 11, Garrett Embry.
Jim Broadway standing just inside his 30-yard line. Boy, he booms another high one.
This one's going over Greg's
head. Greg Reed signals fair catch, and he'll make it. Oh, drops the ball, picks it back up at the 16-yard line.
Well, the ball was so high, but it got there quickly that Greg really didn't have a lot of pressure on him, but he knew the ball was coming funny, could take that chance and call a fair catch, so he was able to recover quickly.
2:54 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead at 28-14. Coach got him huddled around him. Now he sends him out on the field. Gerald Dempsey in for Greg Reed. Hargett at fullback. Now we've got the double tight end to the left side, and they go to a five-man front. Walk a linebacker up on the outside. We give it to Gerald Dempsey around the left side. Gets hit, splits the corner, and we're going to have a holding call back at the 17-yard line.
Yeah, if you saw the flag fly in there about the 15 or 18-yard line, looks like they're going to throw it right about the 18.
Yep, and it is holding. And they'll mark it back. Let's say they're at the 18, so
Gerald's kind of favoring that back hamstring a little bit, maybe tightening up in this weather. Just it's kind of a humid night. I mean, it's cool, but not as cool as it's been the last couple of weeks.
He's coming off, and
Greg Reed's checking in.
Ball first and be first and about 16, just inside our 10-yard line. Don't forget the Lounge Eye Coaches Show at Loco's Deli and Pub Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Coach McPherson and I will sit down and talk about this game and maybe a game next week.
We hope so.
Two tight ends to the far side. Hornets in a five-man front, and we give it to the fullback up the middle, and he'll pick up about 2 yards, and that's it, Bill.
Well, again, that's Coach's favorite play. Got to be that fullback trap. It opens up when you just don't think it's going to.
It'll be second and about, 15 now. Also tomorrow on our sister station, 108, the Valdosta State Blazers in the third round of the Division II of playoffs, NCAA Division II playoffs, hosting those dreaded Lions from the University of North Alabama for the second time this year as we battle for the Southeast Regional
Championship. All right, we got heavy left, Wes.
And a four-man front. And we give it to Greg Reed around the left side. Cuts, he splits a tackle, gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
And a little
Bill.
More.
maybe a yard more. She'll be about third and nine as it gets back to about the, close to the 17-yard line. It will be third and nine from there.
Went heavy left on that time. Two tackles to the left. Opens up that hole for Greg. He just kind of tripped up a little bit as he went around the corner.
Inside, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Vikings leading it 28-14. Ethan Barrick turns around and says something to Kari Franklin as he comes to the line of scrimmage. Hornets, four-man front, two corners up tight. And Kari Franklin keeps it on a keeper, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage.
And I'm trying to look and see who was out there on the right side. Maybe missed a block, but I really think that Roswell just read that play.
They just read it perfectly, and we'll have to punt. On May 4th and 13th, we'll have to punt. Hayden Martin standing inside our 5-yard line. Two Hornet receivers standing back at the 45, our 45, and 35 inside, 30 seconds to go here in the third quarters. Hayden Martin actually standing in our end zone. There's Chip Osborne. Snap. Perfect, right on the money. Nice high punt. Fair catch signal for at the 46-yard line.
Great punt by Hayden Martin. No return.
Twenty-two seconds to go here in the third quarter. It'll be Hornets football first and 10 at our 46-yard line. Bill, but the way this Hornet offense is, you feel like you've got to score every time you get the ball.
Yeah, you really do. 22 seconds here in the third quarter.
Tolliver brings two receivers near side, one far side. We're in a five-man front. Straight eye formation. Gets it to Daniel right up the middle.
Ball. You saw him look back. I thought maybe he had dropped the ball, but second down for the Hornets.
And he picks up, give him 370 yards they're going to give him. And that should be the end of the first quarter. It'll be third and second and four. That's the end of the third quarter. Let's take a 60-second break. Our Vikings lead it 28-14. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Steve. I'm here to pick up your daughter.
Are you a lawyer, Steve?
No, sir. I'm a...
Yes.
Excuse me, I...
Are you a doctor?
Well, no, sir, but...
Yes.
Sir, could I...
What do you do, Steve?
Well, you see, I'm a plumber.
For Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Did you say Benjamin Franklin Plumbing?
Yes, sir, I did.
Benjamin Franklin? With the on-time guarantee?
Yes, sir.
If there's any delay, it's you we pay?
That's the one.
So for every minute that a technician is late, Benjamin Franklin pays me $5?
Absolutely.
Now, Benjamin Franklin also offers straightforward pricing, right?
Yes, sir, that's right.
So if I have a problem, you'll give me a fair, honest price before you start the job?
Exactly.
Okay, Steve, come on in.
Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing today at 242-8934. That's 242-8934 for Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber.
Now back to more Vikings football action on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back at Martin Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne. We head to the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 28-14. But it's Roswell's football on our 42-and-a-half-yard line.
And a dangerous Roswell they are, Wes.
Second and six. Two receivers near side, one to the far side. Man in motion to the far side. Tolliver goes under center. Straight eye formation. Play action pass. Drop throws across the middle. Catch made by Garrett Embry. Slips by one man, two. And the tackle made by Kelly Dawson as he crosses the 30 down to about the 28-yard line. 10, 15-yard pass play and a first down for the Hornets as they drive toward the goal line.
Well, Embry has been fairly quiet in this second half. I don't know if that's maybe his first catch of the second half, but it was for a first down for the Hornets.
All the way down to our 26-yard line. First and 10 there from the Hornets. Dustin Tolliver goes to the sideline, gets the play from Tim McFarland, the head coach of Roswell. Now he sends Garrett Embry to the far side. Brings two receivers near side. Straight eye formation. We're in a five-man front. Tolliver checks off at the line of scrimmage, looks over the defense.
71 move.
And he gives it to Alex Daniel, the tailback, as he goes up the middle. Whistle blows as he crosses the 25, picks up about 3 yards. But as you said, we had that movement. But
no call, Wes. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to kind of bark that out, but it looked like 71 for Roswell. Brandon Reynolds had a little lean forward, but could have been right there at the snap.
Second and six.
We're in the crowd. Get up now behind the Viking defense.
Again, two receivers near side, one far side. We're at the 11-minute mark. Now a receiver goes in motion toward the far side. Tolliver takes a snap, drops back, looking, pumps, fakes, being chased. We got a hand on him. Starting to pull him down, gets away, still in bounds. Now he runs out of bounds. Where? Back at the 26-yard line.
So he'll lose a little bit on that.
1, 2, maybe 3 yards.
Well, they're going to mark him at the 25, Wes. I thought he was back at the 26.
He'll still lose about 2 yards.
So third and seven?
Yep, third and a long seven. He's got to get down inside the 17. We're going to go to a three-man front here, Bill.
Chris Stinson now checks in. Michael Copeland checks out.
Tolliver goes to the offset eye, puts the fullback to just to his left. Two receivers far side. Garrett Embry to the near side. Drops straight back, looking. Pump fake throws out in the flats. Got a man open for the first down. Catch made. But will he make it to the end zone? Touchdown! Oh!
He pushed the ball hit the pylon, and that is a touchdown.
Yep,
ball came out as he hit. But again, that is a touchdown. Again, we're trying to make the interception. It looked like missed the tackle, and there's 6 points on the board for the Roswell Hornets.
That's a 25-yard touchdown pass, and I didn't get the number, Bill. I thought it was Takegan Hughes. I may be wrong.
I think it was Ian Clipp.
Broadway to attempt the extra point. There's a snap, ball down, and it's blocked. Of course, that's all it is. It's blocked.
Yep.
And with 10:33 to go here in the ball game.
That could be big, Wes. Go ahead.
It's our Vikings 28, Roswell 20. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
I'm going to say three words. Freshly cut steaks. See? You knew who I was talking about. Juicy USDA Choice Steaks, Austin's Cattle Company. And as soon as I said steaks, you knew who I was talking about. Austin's Cattle Company. Pleasing your taste buds with their most wanted lineup that includes Austin's famous prime rib, the New York Strip, the Delmonico, the T-Bone, just to name a few. Fresh seafood, ribs, chicken, you name it, Austin's has perfected it. Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16. Austin's, it's an addiction you never have to quit.
It's your home for the Vikings.
News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Back at Martin Stadium, Bill Osborne along with Wes James and 10:33 to go. And Michael Mitchell just blocked the extra point. Vikings lead it 28-20.
I said as we were going out, that could be really big in a game like this.
Broadway set to kick off. We've got Corey Franklin, Greg Greed, and Derrick Perry back deep to receive. Gerald Demps, the up man.
Yeah, and they kicked short the last time.
Marcus Solomon fielded it. And let's see, again, it'll be short. Derrick Perry, no, Marcus Solomon takes it, picks it, falls down. He fielded the ball, then he dropped it picked it back up, but he fell on it at the 17.
Well, I think you made a good point. Garrett was coming up behind him, Solomon was trying to catch it there up front. And you get this kind of miscommunication going on, and Solomon thought, well, I better catch it. Garrett's coming behind him, and it just kind of leads to a little confusion.
So Vikings will take over first and 10 on our 17-yard line with 10:32 to go in this ball game, leading it by 8 points.
Target in at fullback. Straight line. On the offensive line.
Let's go, Mayflower Moving Company. Hornets in a four-man front. Franklin takes the snap. Pitch out to Greg Reed around the left side, looking for a seam. Gets it down around the 20, the 25. Run him out of bounds at the 30.
That'll be enough for a first down for the Vikings.
All the way out to the 32-yard line. That'll be a 12-yard. That'll be more than a 12. That's about a 16-yard run for Greg Reed. And a first down for our Vikings out to the 30.
Gerald Dentz will come in now, and he'll give Greg a little rest. C.J. Moore and Darius Howell.
Checks in.
Excuse me.
It's gotten chilly here, Bill.
A little bit. I thought about getting my jacket.
Come on,
still quite pleasant, really, though.
Man in motion towards our side. We give it to Hargett. Nope, whistle blows. Flags down.
That was a motion or procedure.
We had a real funny-looking formation there. I was trying to find our tight end. Dead ball, illegal procedure on our
Vikings. Well, we had two wide receivers, so we had no tight end in that formation. Sometimes you get your tight end, your two wide receivers turned around. They're going to come back again, two wide receivers.
Camden still leads Grayson 13-0 in the fourth.
Kari Franklin still in at quarterback. Ethan Barwick now brings that line. A big Mayflower mover is up to the offensive line.
Two receivers to the far side. Franklin goes under center. Takes the snap. Counter play to Gerald Demps as he crosses the 30. He goes back almost to the original line of scrimmage. Be second and 10. Other scores, Mimel King 19, Walton 17 in the fourth. And Oquinnett leads Noonan 24-19 in the third. Final 48-21, Thomas County Central over Paulding.
Still going with two wide receivers, C.J. Moore and Darius Howell.
Clinch leading Fellowship Christian 26-13. Cairo leading Carver out of Atlanta 48-6, Bill. Second and 10, the ball at the 30-yard line. We go to a straight wing T formation now. Put a man in motion. Pitch out to Derek Perry, crosses the 40 to 35, still on his feet, gets up to the 40-yard line. He's going to be awfully close to the first down on that pitch out. Good blocking out in front of him.
They're going to stop the clock. Take a look at it. It's close. Not a really great spot where they ended up putting him at, West, but yep, that's it. First down.
They step up and say, first down, Vikings. 9:32 to go now in this ball game, leading it by 8 points. And they're winding that clock. There comes Ethan Barwick. Comes Levi Vitas on the left side. Big Ed Christian on the right side. Four-man front. Now they walk the corner up on the right side. Man in motion, and they give it to Hargett right up the middle. And they look at him push and push and push. They'll give him about 3-4 yards up to about the 40-yard line. That should be about a three or four-yard
gain.
See what they mark him. Is either going to be a 3 or 4 yards?
4 yards.
No, they split the difference. Give him 3.5.
Clock still continues to run, 8:56. This is the kind of drive that the Vikings really want to do right here, is just methodically move this down the field and run this clock out.
Second and a long six from the 45-yard line. Corey Franklin, they got him bunched up tight in there, and they give it to him.
Keeper
keeps it, pitches it out to Gerald Demps at the 50. He's down across the 45 inside Hornet territory, and a first down, Vikings.
Great last-minute toss pitch by Corey Franklin.
And a great run by Gerald Demps. Gets us a first down to the Hornet 44-yard line.
And, Wes, we're doing this really with just that front five on the offensive line. Going two wide receivers for the most part, no tight ends. Still out there with C.J. Moore and Darius Howell, both end on the line of scrimmage.
Derrick Perry in motion, pitch out again to Perry around the right side. Cuts inside, a great block by Greg Reed, but it only gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
Roswell defended that very well. Saw that coming again when Derrick went in motion on that toss pitch. So second and 10 now for the Vikings.
I'm going to keep my job because I'm going to say hello to my boss and his wife.
Yep, there you go.
Rich Strumpler.
There's a
wave. Gary down there just waving. They'll be in the stands tomorrow when Valdosta State Blazers play North Alabama.
Along with maybe 6,000 or 7,000 other fans. Well, that'll be a great ball.
As of Tuesday, at least 7,000 tickets have been sold. Ball on the far hash mark, second and 10. Let's go, Mayflower Moving Company. Get your hand dollies out. Load up some Hornets and move them out of the way. Let's get a first down. 7:14 to go. Man in motion. They give
T-Money.
It to T-Money right up the middle. Big drive. He breaks through. Where did he go? How did he come out of that nest? The Hornets, I don't know, but he's got a first down all the way down at the 33-yard line.
Tavares Williams, again, just great leg drive. Pushes his way through the middle of that line of scrimmage right over the center and the two guards.
Folks, he went into a nest of Hornets, and I thought they had him swallowed up. right there at the line of scrimmage, and all of a sudden he can't, how he got out of there, I don't know. But he come out with a first down all the way down to the 32-yard line.
Money. T-Money. We've had that nickname for him for 3 years now.
Corey Franklin takes the snap again to T-Money. Spins, still on his feet, fights his way across the 30 down to about the 28-yard line. About 4 yards on that carry. 6.5 minutes to go here in this ball game.
Of course, Tavares Williams, a senior, plays fullback, plays starting linebacker for the defense.
Adrian Hargett. Adrian Hargett checks in, and T-Money checks out.
Clock running at 6:16 now.
C.J. Moore checks in. Second and about five. The ball at the 32, at the 27.5-yard line.
Corey's already looking to the side.
Franklin
snap
goes,
the ball.
Franklin goes under center, takes the snap, and gives it to
Reed
around the left side. He's close to the first down as he gets down about the 20.
He's going to be about a yard short, Wes.
He's about the 22.5-yard line. They're saying third down. What happens now is Coach Danny Redshaw, when the official blows the whistle, he starts timing it on his stopwatch. He looks at Corey Franklin and then tells Corey when to snap the ball.
Yeah, you want to manage this clock as well as you can. We're down to 5:27 in the ball game.
You sure don't want to put this the ball back into Justin Tolliver's hands.
No, you want to drive this. If we can get six out of this run, then you want to take as much time doing it.
There's Al goes far side. We're at 5:10 to go in this ball game. Tied into our side. Takes a snap. Oh, and we're hit at the line of scrimmage.
Lost yards.
And we did.
Well, we kind of went to the well one too many times, Wes.
It was third and about a yard. Now it's going to be fourth and three.
That's a 30.
And that, set it down on the
42.
25. It'll go back to about the 32, be about a 42-yard field goal attempt.
Mark's out there ready, but let's see.
Coach is talking about it.
They'll call a timeout. They'll let this clock run down, call a timeout, and then make a decision. You can see him. He's waiting on the time to run down. Then he's going to call a timeout.
He sure is.
He's got the line judge in his ear right there.
Looking at it. And now he does. Now he signals timeout. 4:24 to go here in the ball game, leading it 28-20. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on News Talk 105.9 WPGA.
What do the Georgia Bulldogs in a home built with concrete have in common?
Well, both are strong enough to withstand the toughest opponents, and a home with concrete block is built to last. It's energy efficient, absorbs unwanted noise, and unlike a wood-framed home, concrete can withstand the most severe storms. Oh, and my daughter says the exterior finish is as gorgeous as that bulldog tied in she's dating.
Woo!
Call Scruggs Concrete today at 245-3668. That's 229-245-3668.
Your home for Lounge High Viking football. News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
They're going.
Back in Martin Stadium, 4:24 to go in this ball game. Vikings lead at 28-20. It is fourth and a very long three. The ball at the Hornet 25-yard line. And
yep,
we are not going to attempt the field goal. We're going to go for it on fourth down.
Well, I said it'd be about a 42-yard field goal if we attempted it. Mark's longest is 38. See if we get them to hold water right here. Hold on.
They're in a five-man front. Walk everybody up tight in that line of scrimmage. We give it to Darius Perry across the left side. He's got the first down at the 20.
Greg Reed
over the left side. He's got the first down at the 20-yard line.
Greg Reed has got all the fire inside of him. I'm telling you. He is encouraging this crowd. Christian Glisson now will come in.
Ball on the near hash mark and the clock's running. Now, Roswell has all three timeouts left.
But 4:06 on the clock now.
First and 10 at the 20-yard line. We're a double tight end. Glisson takes the snap, and he gives it to Hargett, and he's hit at the 20, and that's as far as he'll get. It'll be second and 10 from there.
I said you kind of go into the well a couple times. That play works over and over. But they are definitely keying on that play right now.
Something's happened to Adrian Hargett. Oh, or maybe it's just his helmet. He can come out. Nope, it's just
contact. Looks like a contact. He's holding his finger like, you know, like you'd hold a contact in your finger.
And it doesn't matter. Javaris Williams checks in. We're at 3.5 minutes to go in this ball game, leading at 28-20. There comes that the Mayflower Moving Company.
That's tight end.
Christian Glisson goes under center. Takes the snap. Keeps the ball. No, Darian Perry's got it. Bounces outside. Gets hit. Trying to find someplace to go. Gets away from one man. And he'll lose yardage all the way back to the 25-yard line. It'll be third down from there.
Now, Roswell looks like they're going to call a timeout. Let's
and
see.
They very may well do that.
Yes, they. Well, they're stopping the clock. Let's see what it is.
Timeout.
Yeah, Roswell.
Roswell.
3:02 left in the ballgame, Wes.
It'll be 3:15, 3:02 left in the ballgame. And we'll just keep it right here for this timeout.
Vikings lead 28-20, 3:02 left in the ballgame. Vikings have been driving with this particular series right here. But after a couple of poor plays here, a little bit of a loss, they're down to third and looks like, 14? Almost third and 15. See what Coach McPherson has for a third down and 15 from the 25-yard line.
Bill, question.
Yeah.
If we don't get any more yardage, say it's fourth and 15, or even from there, or
37-yard field goal attempt.
Do we attempt it?
Actually, no. I'm sorry. That would only be about a 30. No,
well,
wait a minute.
The 25. So it'd be a 35.
It'd be a 40, still a 42-yarder where it's sitting. I'm looking ahead of myself. Still a 42-yard. I don't know if we tried it. If we went on it before, I'm afraid we'll probably try and go again. Let's see.
Two receivers, three receivers far side, one near side.
In a shotgun.
Corey Franklin in the shotgun. And he's looking and rolls right. And it's run all the way. And he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage at the 20-yard line, gets it to the far hash mark. Timeout called again, and that'll be by Roswell, and we'll take a 30-second break with 2:55 to go in this ball game, leading at 28-20. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Dependable, reliable. Sounds like a car ad, right? Wrong. I'm talking about General Rental Center. Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental are as solid as a rock when it comes to quality, job-specific tools and equipment for contractors or homeowners. With upgraded equipment and expanded inventory, General Rental's commitment to the best has never changed. When you need help with a job, think General Rental Center, 2717 Bemis Road, for the right tool every time.
The Vikings play here.
News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
At the 20.
They're on the 20. It'll mark at the 27.
Yeah. Back in Martin Stadium, 2:55 to go in this ball game. Vikings
good hash
mark. 28-20. Ball on the far hash mark. Mark Willis on to attempt a 37-yard field goal to give the Vikings an 11-point lead if he is good. Chip Osborne, the long snapper, Christian Glisson, the hold.
They're going to mark it right at the 27-yard line. So you're right, a 37-yard field goal attempt. Mark's longest is 38.
And the Hornets will be coming after this one. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. With 2:51 to go here in this ball game, our Vikings lead it 31-20. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
I'm going to say three words. Freshly cut steaks. See? You knew who I was talking about. Juicy USDA Choice Steaks, Austin's Cattle Company. And as soon as I said steaks, you knew who I was talking about. Austin's Cattle Company. Pleasing your taste buds with their most wanted lineup that includes Austin's famous prime rib, the New York Strip, the Delmonico, the T-Bone, just to name a few. Fresh seafood, ribs, chicken, you name it, Austin's has perfected it. Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16. Austin's. It's an addiction you never have to quit.
Now, more Lounge High Vikings football action
on News Talk 105.9
WVGA.
On a kick.
Back at Martin Stadium. And Dominique Wheeler, Reed Sewer, back deep to receive. Mark Willis to kick off. High, high kick.
the one.
Wheeler takes it at the one. He's across the five, the 10, the 15, right up the middle. Runs into a whole horde of hungry Vikings at the 17-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Hornets from there with 2:45 to go in this ball game, and the Vikings leading it 31-20.
Hey, you know they're going to the air, Wes. Let's see. This Viking defense has played very stout defense this second half.
We've gone to a three-man front. First and 10 at the 17. Tolliver sends two receivers far side, two near side. Keeps one man in the backfield with him. Drops back. He's looking deep. Pump, pump. Looking. Now he's running with the ball. He'll get hit as he crosses the 25 up to the 26-yard line.
That'll keep the clock running. He's short of the first down.
They're down to one timeout, but he'll pick up 8 yards.
Cook County final, 34-20. Cook County a winner.
Cook County wins. It'll be second and two. Again, two receivers near side, two far side. We're in again a three-man front. Everybody drops off. Tolliver looking, throws out in a flats. Catch made by Embry Garrett. Slips one man, too. He's got the first down out to the 35-yard line, and that'll stop the clock long enough to move the chains.
Again, a great athletic catch by number 11, Garrett Embry. I've been very impressed with Embry tonight. So 2:07. The clock will start once the chains are set. There goes 2:06.
Embry, under center. Drops back, looks, pumps, being chased. Throws again, now tucks it, runs, headed for the sideline, and he'll get out of bounds. He'll pick up the first down, Bill.
And gets out of bounds with 1:51 left on the clock.
All the way out to our 47-yard line.
Now, I know it's an 11-point lead, Wes, but the Roswell Hornets have demonstrated they know how to come back in ball games in the fourth quarter. Defense has got to step up, be able to stall them, keep them in bounds so that clock's running.
Ball on the far hash mark. Two guys near side, one far side, puts Embry in the slot. Now brings Embry near side. He'll have trips to our side. Drops back, looks, goes downfield across the middle. Ball tipped in the air and on the ground. Incomplete pass.
Wow, that ball gets up in the air like that. So an incomplete pass. The clock stops with 1:46.
Vikings leading it 31-20. Second and 10 back at the Hornet 48-yard line.
We are platooning Little Bear Simmons and T.J. Manning in that nose spot in a three-man front right now, Wes. Keeping a fresh body.
Tolliver spreads him out. Goes under center. Two steps. Throws out. Catch made. And we're trying to keep him in bounds. And they say, oh, nope. Out of bounds. That'll stop the clock as they pick up about 5 yards on that pass play. It'll be third and five as they get into Viking territory at our 47-yard line. 1:41 to go in this ball game. And Bill, nobody has left this stadium tonight.
Wow, yeah. I mean, I've not seen any empty seats so far.
Tolliver looks across the defense, drops back. Gives it to Alex Daniel on the draw play. He's got the first down all the way down to
They're
the 41-yard line. But
it'll
still be enough for a first down at the 41.5-yard line. Stop the clock long enough to move the chains.
I'm impressed with Garrett Embry. I am very impressed with Alex Daniel. He hits the holes hard. He doesn't give up. He even dives when he's falling down.
There's a snap. Tolliver looks, being chased, throws the ball. Oh, tries to, and he just throws it out of bounds. Had a receiver to the far side.
Yeah, Michael Copeland was bearing down on Tolliver there, and all he could do was throw it away. 1:21 now. The Vikings still lead 31-20. It is second and 10 for the Roswell Hornets.
Ball down at our 41-yard line. Spreads those receivers out. Tolliver drops back. Looking. Being chased. We've got him. And he goes down. No. They throw the ball down. Where's the flag?
That should be grand.
He had Alex Daniel at the 40. That's why.
Wow.
That's why. Wow. No intentional grounding.
But look at, I mean, he was on his back when he threw it. I thought maybe he would already be called down. But I'm amazed at this quarterback.
He was going down and threw the ball, but he had Alex Daniels at the 40. That's why no intentional grounding.
The crowd was not happy. I really thought he was down, regardless of intentional grounding.
Third and 10. Now drops back, rolling, looking, being chased, and he throws the ball, and that's in and out of the hands of number 19. Incomplete pass. It'll be fourth and 10.
Chris Denson coming around the right side. I thought he might have been held, but great job by their defensive lineman, number 72, Matt Cobb, just to hold him off.
1:09 to go in this ball game. As I said, Bill.
Fourth down,
fourth and 10. We might not agree with every call this crew makes, but it's one of the top officiating crews in the state.
There's a timeout. It's been a great called game so far.
I want to remind you during this timeout of the Lounge High Coaches Show at Loco's Deli and Pub 2 tonight at 7 o'clock. Coach Mack and I'll sit down and talk about this ball game, and hopefully in 1:09, the upcoming ball game with what it looks like to be Camden County in the Dome next Saturday night. And don't forget, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Bazemore Hyder Stadium, the Valdosta State Blazers taking on University of North Alabama Lions. Beat them 27-24 earlier in the year. It is a rematch as they play for the Southeast Region Championship to head to the semifinals of the Division II National Playoffs.
No, we got to let it go for about 30 more seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Then you're right. Sorry, I'm sitting here talking. We're still in the air, aren't we?
Yep. And I'm getting phone calls from my buddy Bobby Knight over in Homerville, and I just can't.
All right, it's fourth down and ten, Wes.
Fourth and 10, Tolliver, two receivers near side, one far side. Now he brings trips to our side, drops back, just looking for the first down, throws way downfield, got it. Garrett Embry makes the catch in and out of his hands, and he drops it at the 10. Incomplete pass in and out of Garrett Embry's hands at the 10. Stopped away, Daniel coverage, and with Greg Reed, ball will go over to our Vikings.
Wes, I know we'll get some information we can read out in a little while, but tickets, I'm sure, will go on sale for the Georgia Dome on Monday for Touchdown Club members and season ticket holders, I would imagine. Tickets are going to be a flat price. I know most recently they were $15 a ticket. We'll get some more information and we'll pass that on. We will be a 9 o'clock game. Okay.
I'll hand it to you, Bill.
Touchdown Club meeting Monday night. Tickets for the Dome. All right, here we go.
Well, Christian Glisson on. He's just going to take a knee, folks. And that's what he's going to do. One knee. We're at 1 minute to go. Now the clock's going to run. Read it, Bill.
All right, normal hours next week. And we will be at the Dome. There's no ticket price on here. You can go to loungefootball.com if you have the internet. And you can check out the ticket prices. I would imagine they're going to be about $15. But let's get up there. Let's bring 4,000 or 5,000 folks from Lowndes County up to the Georgia Dome this Saturday night, not Friday night, Saturday night at 9 o'clock will be the kickoff, and we'll know our opponent very soon. But like you say, most likely it will be Camden County.
Greg, listen, take
the knee.
Clock's going to run. And we're at 19 seconds. The teams are coming on the field to shake hands. Vikings will go to 12-1 on the year. Roswell will drop to 10-3. And we're going to take a 2-minute break. Vikings win it 31-20 to advance to the semifinals of the Georgia State 5A Championship playoff round. And we'll be back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.